This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden will meet with Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani and Chief Peacemaker Abdullah Abdullah at the White House later today. The first face-to-face interaction between Biden and Afghan officials comes ahead of the withdrawal of the remaining U.S. and NATO forces from Afghanistan by September 11th, in line with Biden's direction to close what he has described as the forever war. Ghani's aide said he would raise the issue of future ties between the two countries and continue assistance for Afghan security forces. Late Thursday, U.S. officials told the Associated Press that about 650 U.S. troops were likely to remain in Afghanistan as a security detail for diplomats. The foreign military drawdown, which formally started on May 1st, has led to an unprecedented escalation in fighting between Afghan security forces and Taliban insurgents, dealing fresh blows to slow-moving U.S.-brokered peace negotiations between the Afghan adversaries. The United States is planning to evacuate a group of vulnerable Afghan interpreters before the U.S. military completes its withdrawal from the country so they can wrap up their visa applications from safety. U.S. officials said on Thursday the evacuation of the at-risk Afghans would include their family members for a total of as many as 50,000 people. An emergency crew still searching for survivors after a 12-story beachfront condominium building collapsed outside Miami, killing at least one person, 11 others injured, with four treated at hospitals. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Authorities say a fire swept through a martial arts school in central China early today, killing 18 people, injuring 16 others, some seriously. The Associated Press report the fire is out and police detain the person in charge of the school, an investigation just getting underway into what caused that fire. Workers and residents in Sydney were ordered to stay home for a week as of today, as authorities locked down several central areas of Australia's largest city to contain an outbreak of the highly contagious Delta variant of COVID-19. So far, 65 COVID-19 cases have been reported, and the flare-up linked to a limousine driver infected about 2 weeks ago when he transported an international flight crew from Sydney's airport to a quarantine hotel. But authorities have since identified scores of potential infection sites visited by thousands of people across central Sydney, including the city's main business district. Australia has been among the world's most successful countries in containing COVID-19, with just over 30,000 cases and 910 deaths. Derek Chauvin, the former police officer convicted in the murder of George Floyd, faces up to 40 years in prison. When he is sentenced later today in Minneapolis, Chauvin was convicted in April of second and third degree murder and second degree manslaughter and Floyd's death. The former police officer has been in jail since his conviction. Floyd, a black man, was killed in May of last year when Chauvin, who was white, kneeled on his neck for more than 9 minutes. Chauvin also faces separate federal civil rights charges in Floyd's death. And Vice President Kamala Harris will make her first visit later today to the U.S.-Mexico border since taking office, following criticism from members of both parties for failing to go earlier, despite her role leading the Biden administration's response to a steep increase in migration. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Additional information on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.